three members of Baltimore's House delegation in Annapolis have given up fairly safe seats to challenge incumbent state senators, two of whom have held their seats for more than two decades. WYPR's Rachel Bay has a look at those races.
35-year-old Corey McRae checks his list of registered Democratic voters before climbing each set of porch steps and knocking on each door in this northeast Baltimore neighborhood.
How you doing, Ms. Drummond?
Oh, fine.
I'm Corey McRae, your state delegate.
McRae says this is his third time knocking on doors in this neighborhood, so he hopes most people know who he is by now.
I'm in a very contentious race, so when you go to the ballot in June, I'll be trying to elevate from delegate to senator,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just hoping and praying to get your consideration.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
I appreciate
it. Best wishes to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We're going to get it done.
McRae is wrapping up his first four-year term representing East Baltimore in Annapolis. He's challenging State Senator Nathaniel McFadden in next month's Democratic primary. McFadden, who turned 72 in August, is going on 24 years in the Senate. Unseating him will be tough. He won 80% of the vote in the 2014 primary and was unopposed 4 years before that. But McRae is optimistic.
When we talk about the 20,000 doors that we knocked, I think that people see that we have the energy.
McRae is one of three Baltimore delegates who has opted not to seek re-election this year and instead is taking on a sitting senator. The others are fellow first-term delegate Antonio Hayes, challenging Senator Barbara Robinson in West Baltimore, and delegate Mary Washington, challenging Senator Joan Carter Conway in a district that stretches north from Midtown. In each district, the winner of the Democratic primary will be unopposed on November's ballot.
This is just not something you see in Maryland often at all.
Todd Eberle is a political scientist at St. Mary's College of Maryland.
It's a fascinating year in Maryland politics because you see these people with otherwise safe seats willing to challenge rather entrenched powers in the Senate in an effort to advance their own careers.
Like McFadden, Conway has occupied her Senate seat for more than 20 years and won each of her last two primary contests handily. Washington, her opponent, is wrapping up her second term in the House. Robinson has only been in the Senate for half a term. She replaced Catherine Pugh after she was elected Baltimore mayor, but she has 14 years in the House to Hayes's four. Malaya Cromer, director of the Sarah T. Hughes Field Politics Center at Goucher College, says each of the three challengers has a shot.
You don't give up a safe seat for a seat that's not winnable, right? So clearly they've done their own internal calculations or they've talked to experts on those districts, and they see a path to victory.
Cromer, who runs the Goucher poll, says the challengers could be tapping into public sentiment favoring term limits. Earlier this year, Governor Larry Hogan unsuccessfully introduced legislation limiting General Assembly members to 2 4-year terms in each chamber. Cromer asked about the idea on the February Goucher poll and found it very popular.
If you were one of those individuals who've only served one term in the House of Delegates and you see an incumbent, a long-term incumbent in the Senate, that is a message you can certainly use on the community that it's time for new leadership. This individual has been here for 30 years. I can bring new, fresh ideas to the Maryland Senate.
Eberle says a generational divide is likely also a factor, especially in the races between Hayes, who's 40, and Robinson, who will be 80 before the primary, and between McRae and McFadden.
McFadden is twice his age. And I think there is a sense that all those decades in the Assembly, perhaps he's lost connection to the needs of the people in the city, is a little bit too beholden to entrenched leadership in the city and in the Senate, and there's this desire to sort of change that.
Whether it's a result of age or something else, McRae says McFadden isn't paying attention.
If your elected leaders aren't paying attention, what happens is somebody comes and it takes their slice of the pie. And that's what's been happening to the 45th District. Whether we're having a conversation about education, about abandoned houses, whether we're talking about employment opportunities for young people, either it's a negligence of duties or it's an inability to pay attention and follow what's going on.
McFadden did not respond to requests for comment.
I'm not sure if as much as age is our differences and policy and our priorities for, you know, our district.
He says it's time for new leadership and fresh ideas in his district. But Robinson, the incumbent, says that new leadership would cost the district her experience.
I bring seniority, and seniority comes with experience. I bring know-how. And you can't lead somebody where you've never been.
Conway is head of the Senate's Education, Health, and Environment Committee. While appearing on Midday on WYPR last month, she said that if she loses the race, her district loses the key relationships she has built as a result of that chairmanship, not to mention the power of a leadership position.
And you know, as a new kid on the block, when you sit in the back seat of the chamber, you have to maintain, broker those types of relationships. But no, as chair, you have a wide discretion in terms of the bills that pass or won't pass.
Washington counters that the district has not actually benefited from Conway's chairmanship.
What has happened in the last 20 years or the last 12 years? That chair, I often say that it's not the chair you sit in, it's where you stand.
She points to the policies she has pushed in two terms in the House of Delegates.
I've stood beside advocates calling for greater funding. I've offered legislation that has actually passed that is allowing more funding to go to community schools. I've drafted legislation that has supported our senior centers. And I don't see that same record.
Conway did not respond to requests for comment for this story. Each of the challengers has the same advantage. They aren't new to the General Assembly, and they have records to run on. And many of their constituents already know them, especially in Smaltimore. That was evident when Hayes campaigned recently on Woodbrook Avenue in Penn North.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi,
Antonio Hayes. How are you?
Fine, I know you.
Yes, ma'am. I've run up and down these streets a many a day.
Yes.
Most people around here saw me since I was little. Right?
Yes.
Hayes grew up around the corner. Some residents here know who he is. Others don't know him, but they knew his mom. They called her Pinky. But he can't always campaign in his old neighborhood. He's going to need more voters than that. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.